This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the third hour of the Tobin and Leroy Show. Dono filling in for Tobin today. We got Leroy, we got Jay Fig, we got Brittany on the board. The whole crew is doing a fantastic job so far today. Let's get to some headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, which is our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. So the Heat won big on the court last night, 114-117 against the Charlotte Hornets, and the Heat are going to be back in action at the San Antonio Spurs Thursday night, 8:30 p.m. But Leroy, there's a lot of off the court news for the Miami Heat with this ongoing Terry Rozier situation. I got a few more details on it. Anthony Chang just wrote a column about it in the Miami Herald. He says, according to the NBA labor agreement, players placed on leave, which is the case for Rozier, continue to be paid. But the NBA is permitting the Heat to place Rozier's salary in an escrow account pending the resolution of his legal case. But the money still counts against the cap and the luxury tax, just so people know. The Heat will receive no immediate cap relief, he says, but the team is in ongoing discussions with the league about that. There's also a couple more details on Rozier's side of it. His lawyer is not too happy about the situation, as you can imagine. Anthony Chang notes, last Thursday, Rozier was charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud and conspiracy to commit money laundering. He is accused of providing inside information, as we know, to co-conspirators about his intentions to leave a game early due to injury, which enabled them to place large bets on him not reaching statistical thresholds. But there were two other developments in the past 24 hours. One, per ESPN, the IRS filed the $8,200,000 and change federal income tax lien in Broward County, where Rozier has a home. The lien would have been filed after past due notices were sent to the taxpayer. Florida tax attorney Stephen N. Klitzner told ESPN. Rozier's attorney, Jim Trusty, said his client did not owe the IRS the $8.2 million listed on the lien. Quote, Terry never owed anyone $8 million, Trusty told ESPN in a statement Wednesday morning. He owed $9,000 of the total $8 million in taxes from 2021, and it has been paid. We just need the IRS to help remove the now defunct lien. So there's a lot going on in this Terry situation, Leroy, but bottom line, the money still counts against the Heat's cap.
Right. People are notorious for throwing worst case scenarios out there. I'm more of one of those people. I would like to know what it actually is. That's from the IRS to the league, to the criminal investigation. Like, everybody's trying to make themselves look good. Right. But when you all do it at the same time, it gives a skewed, you know, view of what is actually going on. I don't know what's going on. Like, we have no idea. We have no idea if, you know, if Terry Rozier told the other guys, let's go make some money, which is what
they're insinuating. That's what it sounds like, yeah. That's right. What they're insinuating.
And then they tack on, oh, he owed $8 million, which sounds weird when you've probably getting paid that and have gotten paid that last year, yeah. Right? So yeah. I don't fully understand, and just because somebody's saying it doesn't make it true.
Right.
That's true. I mean, if you've ever had anything to do with the IRS, I don't care that I pay my taxes. Every year I get a letter that I got to send to my accountant, like, what's going on here? Right? And then it just goes away. Hmm. Right? So at any point in time, if I had not sent the letter because I got receipts of me paying my taxes, and then 2 years from now, they come at me with some ridiculous amount because of accrued interest and all that, when they got paid 3 years ago, you don't know, right?
Right.
I don't know what the situation is with this legal case as far as, because you're going to have a hard time proving this to me. And it's just common sense stuff that I'm trying to figure out myself, right? When he supposedly left the game early, right? And everybody bet on it. He didn't play no more that year, right?
No.
Right. So is that because it was a real injury? Right? Like it would be different if he sat out that week and then 2 nights later came out and scored 40. So if he was hurt, it's the same thing with the neck. We thought something like, and then he was out for like 6 months.
Yeah.
So like, I don't, just based on what just viewing with my own eyes and not really having all of the details, which none of us do.
None of us do. Yeah.
If he left a game but didn't play the rest of the year, was that something we don't know about? Or was he really hurt? If he was really hurt and that's when he got hurt, they got lucky.
Mm-hmm. Very.
So I don't know how to look at any of this.
Yeah. Well, I'm just hoping that once the FBI investigation is resolved, or right, once the NBA gets their crap together, that they
all you care about, can the Heat get their money or they pick
can that? They get their money and their draft pick back? That's all I care about. And you know what? Right. If Terry Rozier really is innocent, like his attorney says, I mean, obviously you pay an attorney, they're always going to say you're innocent. But if he really is innocent, I hope his name gets cleared. But I also hope the Heat get the salary and their draft pick back. So is how I want this to go.
The problem is if he's cleared.
Yeah, then maybe we don't get anything back.
Right. But then what? Like, so here's what happens. Here's where I'm confused, and I think the league should do something, and I don't even know what it is, to be honest with you. But in fairness of competition, let me tell you, when you want to complain about a league throwing competition, right, because that's what they throw in when they want to bring down the hammer.
Yeah.
In fairness to competition, you have both taken a player, our money, and a draft pick, all of which, if this isn't true and it's not accurate, none of us we've been able to take advantage of. So what is our restitution?
Yeah. Just telling you, man, with my I've lost so many bets recently. The next bet that I win, I'm probably going to be under investigation for betting irregularities. They're like, this guy loses every time he suddenly won a bet. That's neither here nor there.
Don't worry. Tobin bet Junior Hill anytime touchdown, and he didn't even play.
That sucks.
Because he said, I got to be consistent with it.
No. I told you yesterday, I keep betting Alabama, but they keep not covering the spread and winning anyway, so I lose. So it's
In college football, are we deeming teams to be good that aren't? And I was like thinking about this the other day. Like, there's a lot of high-powered college football teams that are playing really young quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Right? When you look at Michigan, you look at Ohio State, you look at Georgia, you look at even Alabama.
Well, I don't think Ty Simpson is young. He's just inexperienced. He's inexperienced. Sat behind guys.
I would
for
say
a long time.
Inexperienced,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so you have a lot of these guys. I mean, could this be one of those years where out of nowhere, from the depths of hell, comes one of these teams at the end, and it kind of just all works out, and a weird team wins the national championship?
Yeah, no, it's definitely like I follow college football more closely than every other sport, and this is definitely a year where outside of maybe a couple of teams,
you how about can't Indiana trust might have anybody. The most veteran
like,
quarterback?
Oh, yeah. Indiana has been incredible. Like Indiana, they're when it good. Comes to taking care of business, they haven't had the toughest schedule in the country, but they are beating the freaking brakes off of everybody. Like Indiana right. has been, when it comes to the eye test, they've been the best team in the country, right? Mm-hmm. Ohio State is taking care of business, haven't necessarily had the toughest schedule to this point. Like we thought the Texas game was, you know, going to be like, it was number one versus number two, but Texas is not who we thought they were. But Ohio State is taking care of business. Like Alabama's been really good lately, Leroy.
But they lost,
you know,
to Florida State.
They lost to Florida State by two touchdowns.
Like, I don't care.
And they didn't, and they didn't look that good against South Carolina. They had a miracle right. comeback win. You know, everybody, listen, we all thought Miami looked like a juggernaut the first five games. They didn't
Louisville.
Look good in a loss against
good,
Louisville.
Though.
Yeah.
I would
sure,
say,
I'm just saying, yeah. like Miami's not the juggernaut that people thought, you know, the first few games. You know, Oregon at times looked like a juggernaut, but they've got a bad loss, some bad performances. Penn State was supposed to be a top three or four team. They're awful. They fired their coach. Like, you can't trust anybody in college
right.
football. So,
right.
You're right. Whoever in gets here. Into the 12-team playoff, it could be crazy.
Let's not even dismiss Georgia Tech.
Oh, yeah, they've been great. I mean, again, cupcake of a schedule. But they'd be great.
Are we going to dismiss Vanderbilt? Are we going to dismiss – like, yeah. there's a couple of teams out there, like, you know, you can throw Indiana in that. Teams that you wouldn't normally say
right.
are really good in the national conversation
yeah.
have sneakily like, kind of built up a resume. Now, the problem with Georgia Tech is until the ACC championship, who do they play?
Yeah, they've got the easiest schedule in the conference, and they almost got beat by Wake Forest, who Wake Forest just beat SMU, but Wake Forest is not very good. Like
right.
Georgia Tech should have lost that game. So they've not been perfect, but they're undefeated, and they're probably going to go they do play Georgia still, but in the
yeah,
ACC
but that doesn't
schedule
count for
super
the ACC.
Easy. Exactly. Yeah. Right. So they're probably going to get into the playoff.
So and so now and you know they're going to do everything to get Notre Dame in there.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're sure. Miami, you just stay close, baby.
Yeah.
Stay close because
right, because you said
have a hard time
true,
saying
– right.
You're going to have a hard time telling me that Notre Dame gets in and we don't, right? That's going to be a hard thing to sell right there.
Yeah. Well, it was like, you know, 2 years ago when they still had the four-team format and like, you know, listen, obviously I've got no love for Florida State, but I thought Florida State deserved to be in the playoff that year. But the reason why they didn't get into the playoff, I mean, I know people could say, oh, because Jordan Travis was injured,
yes,
which to me is ridiculous, but it's I think ridiculous. the real reason why they didn't put them in was they wanted to put Alabama in that year, and they couldn't put Alabama in without putting Texas in because Texas had a head-to-head win over Bama that year. So what you're saying about the Notre Dame thing, they're going to want to put Notre Dame in if they go 10-2. If Miami goes 11-1, they're going to have to put Miami in if they put Notre Dame in.
Correct. That thing, and I was with you on that, that look, you go undefeated. The thing about football has if history hasn't proven anything, is that just because you're going to your backup quarterback does not mean you can't win. And
right.
the fact that
but people, I don't think it's even fair to make that judgment. If Patrick Mahomes gets hurt week 18, they're not going to say, oh, Chiefs, you're not no longer eligible for the playoffs. Like,
right. But that was my whole thing because, listen, go throughout the NFL. Go throughout college football. How many times, hell, should we have canceled Alabama for replacing Jalen Hurts with Tua at halftime?
Right, yeah. You're no longer eligible for the championship. Sorry.
You qualify as a team. If you win all your games, you should qualify. It's simple as that. Yeah. The fact that they came up with some kind of story to not put an undefeated team in the playoff, regardless of what you thought, you can think a lot of things, but you earned the right to be there. They won the ACC championship. I could understand if they had gone and lost the ACC championship, and you could say, yeah, without that quarterback, they're not one of the best teams in the country.
Yeah,
they won the ACC championship, undefeated, right? That's where you start. You have to go there, right? And mm-hmm. and like we, anybody remember Jeff Hostetler?
Sure.
Okay. How about Doug Williams?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Still has an NFL record for Super Bowl. Five touchdown passes in a quarter.
Dang.
Right. Like, yeah, we have, okay, then we shouldn't include the Rams when Kurt Warner took over for Green. Yeah. Oh, you're out of it. You're a quarterback. Like, but that's
Tom
what
Brady sports, was a backup.
I mean, right, Drew Tom Bledsoe Brady was a backup. That's when we think about success stories, like a lot of it comes with finding that gym.
Yeah.
When somebody gets hurt and the ultimate team sport. You got a bunch of guys sitting in the room that just eliminated that aspect of sports.
Yeah.
No. No. Half of my colleagues and the people I played with got an opportunity to play in the NFL because somebody got hurt.
Yeah. Pretty much the case for everybody, right?
Right. And guess what your coach said? Next up, I expect the same out of you. I'd expect that same, you know, like nobody expected anything less out of your team because somebody got hurt. Now, maybe you're not as good, right? You lose your starting quarterback. Maybe you're not as good. But that is no excuse to not go out and try to find a way to win.
All right, let's get to our weather report, which is sponsored
I told you
by
about the mist, right?
Oh, is it misting now?
It's misting.
How about that?
It's misting.
Leroy, you missed your calling. I mean, listen, I know you played in the NFL, which is great. You do a good job on radio, great. But your calling was meteorologist. Like, you missed... Look, your calling.
My calling is golf, and I like to be prepared.
Oh, that's true.
Right.
You know, I would imagine meteorologists are probably great golfers. By the way, our weather report is sponsored by ChillZone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit ChillZoneAC.com. So we have some misty rain out there. 83 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. You got a low of 74 today. And then, Leroy, the lows get lower the next few days. You got a low of 66 tomorrow, low of 61 on Friday, and then a low of 60 on Saturday. I say that's perfect football weather. You say a little cold. It's going to be, I think, in the low 60s in Dallas where the Hurricanes
play this
week.
A little cooler is perfect,
yeah.
Right? It's not. That's not by any stretch of me hot. Yeah. But it's, you know, when you can get to that temperature where you still can take deep breaths. Right.
Yeah,
when it's like
yeah,
in,
I don't
when
I don't like breathing. Like, yeah, I remember
teens,
yeah,
when
yeah.
it's in the teens, you can't yeah.
no,
you can't breathe and the football feels like a brick. Oh, slippery.
Yeah, like, I don't know why anyone chooses to live like north of Florida. Like I just
hey,
doesn't, you know, doesn't
dude,
make sense to me.
It, living in Minnesota was
like,
I
why,
thought,
why would anyone live there? I don't get it. Like just abolish.
They used to it. They're from there. They get it. Like when you have that first snow, like that real snow in like the end of November and December, and that snow is there till March. Cause it never warms up to melt the snow.
Yeah.
Or you haven't lived, hey, you haven't lived till you've driven on some black ice.
I never have, and I probably never will. Like I don't even know what black ice is. I don't even know what that means.
So it's basically when it rains, like say if it rains like this or it snows and then it warms up and that snow starts melting and then it freezes up again. So now, you know, like icicles in your freezer, it's like that
sure.
on the ground.
Yeah, yeah. That
and
I
it's
know.
Black
yeah.
because it's dirty from the cars riding over it. So you can't really see it. And you'll just be driving along and you just start sliding.
Wow. I've never lived anywhere where it's snow. Like, I see Brittany nodding her head. Have you lived in cold temperatures, Brittany?
Yes, I lived in South Carolina. I grew up in South Carolina.
Oh, that's right. You told me that before. South Carolina is like,
It gets colder, Leroy. Honestly, like, okay. You're such a hater sometimes.
I'm not a hater. I'm just saying.
This is why he can't be a deli manager.
Why he would be a terrible deli manager.
Here's what I'm comparing when you say, ooh, it gets cold. I'm comparing it with Cleveland, Michigan, and Minnesota.
Of course. Okay, yeah, you lived in like some of the coldest states in the United States, but South Carolina is still freezing, and we do get black ice.
Do you get snow?
Of course. At least like once or twice a year.
And
even then, like the temperatures, if it rains, like you said, if it rains and the temperatures go like low enough, it's going to freeze over.
Yeah. You know what they do in New Orleans when everything freezes? Because they don't have salt.
Oh, what do they do?
Sand.
Really? Does that work?
Hell if I know.
That helps your traction probably when you're driving.
I mean, it just covers up the, you know, I don't know.
Huh. Well, we're going to continue the 12 o'clock hour when we come back. We got Leroy educating me on chilly temperatures. Brittany, Jay Figg. You want to keep it right here. FM 104.3 WQAM.
Well, this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the Tobin and Leroy Show. Dono filling in for Tobin today. So how about this, Leroy? Just got a press release from the NFL. Dolphins linebacker Jordan Brooks has been named AFC Defensive Player of the Week.
Well deserved.
He had it very well deserved.
He was all over the place Winter Soldier arm?
Yes. Yeah, he was all over, man. Here are his stats from this past Sunday. Led the team with 10 tackles. He had a sack. He had 3 tackles for a loss. Like, he was always in the backfield.
All over the place.
I mean, it was
all over the place.
It was crazy.
And it is actually, he kind of is the igniter behind that for everybody else, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, usually everybody has that one guy that, oh, we following him. Let's go play like him. We need more of that tomorrow.
Yeah.
A lot more. Because it's going to take more than one. You're going to have to attack. You're going to have to swarm. Everybody's going to have to be where they need to be. Because one thing about Lamar is, if you're picking and choosing instead of playing – responsible football, that means guys doing what they're supposed to do, then you're going to get caught out of position. And that means that you're supposed to stay on your guy and somebody else is supposed to tackle Lamar. You yeah. leave your guy to tackle Lamar and then big play down the field. That's how running quarterbacks, that's how they make their money, in hopes that you are going to deviate from your plan when you see things get a little helter-skelter.
Yeah, no, for sure. I hope they don't get too helter-skelter tomorrow.
How much is he going to be able to run, though?
Yeah.
It is a hammy. Hammies yeah. are very finicky. Yeah. So we yeah. made it sound like he's going to be out there running his 4-4 or whatever, God. Right? Like, he's going to be a little careful, too.
Yeah. Well, I hope his hammy is better, but I hope Tua's eye is not better, because clearly we need Tua only seeing half the field when he like plays his best.
He back there looking like Jameis.
Yeah.
Remember Jameis used to squint?
Oh, yeah, because Jameis needed, like, corrective lenses, but he just, like, he refused, and he didn't get LASIK, he didn't want to wear contacts, so
I think he got LASIK.
Eventually, yeah, I think eventually he did when he was in the NFL. Because I remember, like, when he was at Florida State, he was always square. I think eventually he did get LASIK, like you're saying.
Right.
Yeah. Have you ever had pink eye, Leroy?
Yes. I think when I was a kid. Mm. Not any other thing. Not, you know, when I was in college or anything like that. No, I didn't.
I had it, the really bad thing that I had once was, which I think may have been what Tua had, like I had pink eye and I had a sty where like the eye gets like all swollen and uncomfortable. I looked like
a sty,
I had,
isn't a sty like when you get a bump on your,
yeah,
the lid of your eye or something like
it's
that?
It's like under the lid. It could be under or over the lid. Mine was like under the lids. It was really painful.
Oh, let me tell you,
I looked like I'd gone 12 rounds with Rocky Balboa, like walking around. Like I just said, it was bad.
I mean, like, look, there is nothing worse. I used to swore I would never wear, I say, I'm never wearing a visor. And then I got poked in the eye.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
I mean, because running backs need visors more than anybody else, right? Because
you can get the face, face guard that's thinner, okay. Not as wide open as like a kicker.
Oh, so the fingers don't
fit. If you look at old linemen's or defensive linemen's, the thing is thin, right? Some guys like, look, I knew a whole bunch of football players that didn't even do mouthpieces.
Wow. I didn't even know that was allowed not to use a mouthpiece.
What? They grown men.
I thought that might have been a safety rule.
The first thing I did when I got into the NFL?
What?
Got rid of my booty pad and my hip pad.
Really?
Yeah.
In college, did they make you wear all that?
You had to wear
okay.
a booty pad, hip pad.
Huh.
And then when I got to NFL, that's the first thing I got rid of. And guess what?
You should have played without a helmet.
And guess what I got?
What'd you get?
Did it. A hip pointer.
Of course.
Oh, that hurts so bad.
Dang. What is a hip pointer? The only thing I know the hip pointer from is like every now and then you're playing like Madden or college football and the player has to leave the game because of a hip pointer. Like, what does it actually feel like?
It is. So, you know, all the muscles like right on your hip. That like hip where you bend, all the muscles attached to that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
When you hit it, you it just flares up right there in that joint, and you can't look. It hurt. Ooh, goodness. Hmm. Oh, I can't. It like even thinking about it, it's excruciating. That's when you get the shot right after the game.
Yeah.
The anti-inflammatory to try to keep this. Yeah, but it's Yeah. Woo. There's some injuries that people hear that you don't think is a big deal, and it's a huge deal. The worst injury, I broke my big toe. Oh. Yes. So it healed after like 2 or 3 weeks, but I couldn't put a shoe on. Think about that. So I went from flip-flops to I had shoes where they cut a star in the toe and then wrap the toe with a big pad because I couldn't get my foot in my shoe for a whole year. And I played with that.
Dang.
Yeah. You'd be amazed that toes have ended many a careers.
was that, I mean, Deion Sanders had the toe problems.
Deion, think about this. And this is how also you can tell.
Was it Aronde Gadsden, I think, as well?
No, it was O.J. McDuffie.
Oh, that's right. It was O.J. Yeah.
So think about this. And I'm not 100% sure on this, but I'm almost positive. O.J. and Deion had the same surgery, right? Basically, they take your big toe and they fuse it. So it almost feels like you're running on a 2x4.
So they turn you into Marcos? They web your feet?
Deion played for another 5 years, but remember, they moved him to safety when he went to Baltimore.
Right. So yeah, well, he was retired and he came back.
He was so fast. He was so fast with his toe that without his toe, he could still play football.
Yeah.
Now, it's different for a wide receiver because you got to cut. You got to plant. And it's a little different.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, we get a request from the Twitch chat that says, can the people get some heat talk? I'm itching for some Goosies. We'll have Goosies galore when we come back. You want to keep it right here. Dono in for Tobin. Tobin and Leroy Show on FM 104.3 WQAM. Tobin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The Leroy Show, and so, yeah, we got Goosies last night.
This is what I was looking for.
What were you looking for? What is that? That's you and is that Jameis?
Yeah.
It's you and Jameis Winston.
We golf together, and I'm going to tell you, like, it's weird when you hear something about somebody and you play with them and talk to them. That dude is really like when you think it's a show or act. No, sir. Yes, sir. No.
Oh yeah. I met him last spring, and he's a really nice, interesting guy, and he's got a good sense of humor.
Right.
We got Jay Figg in the house. Jay Figg, did you get some Goosies watching the Heat last night?
So I was there for a little bit last night, actually.
For a little bit.
Yeah. Cause I was at an event there. I was doing Eat with the Heat, so I got to sneak peek a little bit.
Right. Did you get some snacks?
Leroy, I don't want to see food for quite some time.
Oh my goodness.
I had a lot of food yesterday. I even brought home leftovers that they didn't want to throw away or anything.
Oh, that's awesome.
We went to the Bacardi Lounge, and they gave us like a spread of their whole menu. And then the 601 restaurant also. And all the vendors that are in the like in the arena, we also tried some of their stuff too. So it was a lot of fun.
They got good food there at Kaseya, and they got good stuff at
very good food and very good and, drinks.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean,
they got
they're not
drinks
cheap
on the menu.
Yeah, no, and they got good food at Hard Rock Stadium as well. Like I go to Hard Rock Stadium like, you know, 7-8 times a year, but I'm usually in the press box. But I took my son to a game. We were in the 100 level. They got like a freaking fast food Benihana in there. I was like, my mind was blown.
What? A hibachi? There. They got a hibachi grill.
They got a quick service Benihana, and it smelled incredible. I didn't end up getting that because my son wanted Mexican. But like I was like, dude, it smelled like Benihana outside of the
You
quick
should have gotten
Benihana.
It because that is my favorite thing. I get it every single time I go to a game.
Dude,
really?
Yeah, I mean,
without a doubt. Oh yeah, I come in after the tailgates.
You know what?
And
it's
the first
weird.
Thing I go to.
Yeah, it's weird. There's only certain items that I can eat at a game. I don't want to have to get too, because you don't have much room, right? So when I'm thinking hibachi, I'm thinking fork and knife or fork, and you trying to. Go to your
seat. They do it in like bowls, right, Brittany? Like
they do it in bowls.
Yeah, they do it in bowls, and then like the sauce is not like they don't give it to you in packages. Like they just have a sauce on the side that you just pump it in there. So it's just it's literally just a bowl and a fork. That's all you need because like the steak and the chicken is like cut up super super tiny. I'm telling you, it's like my favorite. It's like the hidden gem of Hard Rock Stadium.
Yeah, the next time I go and like I'm not even if I am sitting in the press box, I may have to venture out and go to the Benihana because I didn't realize it was there until last week. But Miami Heat win 144-117, and okay, so Norman Powell did not play, and you would have thought, okay, the Heat are going to struggle for offense. Yeah. Was certainly not the case. Jaime Jaquez Jr. Had a tremendous game off the bench, played 28 minutes, scored 28 points for Jaquez, led the team in scoring. Pelle Larsson was the one who filled in for Powell on the starting lineup, and Pelle played really well. 17 points was a plus 7. Jaquez, by the way, was plus 43, Leroy. I thought it was plus 40 even. It was plus 43 on the game. He shot.
That's two back-to-back games.
Yeah, back-to-back games over plus 40, which is, I mean, could you talk about patience paying off with a player. Like, so Jaquez had like the good rookie season, call it a sophomore slump or whatever it was last year. Expectations went a lot lower for Jaquez, and Jaquez has been incredible so far this season. So
made a couple of threes too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Jaquez shot 9-for-14 in the game, 2-for-4 from three. Jovic also went 2-for-4 from three in the game. Wiggins went 3-for-6 for three. Bam Adebayo went 3-for-5 from three. That's a part of his game. It can be a streaky part of his game, but it's a welcomed addition to Bam's game the last couple years.
Now, are we to the point now? Because here's what happens in sports. When you start having success, does that raise the level of expectations? Like, when are we there with Jaime to where, okay, now, okay, we can depend on this aspect of this team, whether it's coming off the bench or what have you, right? Or do we just do the thing that we do with a lot of bench players is welcome, you know, like, that wasn't, you know, that's a surprise or hope we get it. You know, we don't know which guy's going to be hot.
Right.
And can like we
the season is young, but we've seen it from him consistently so far. But it's, I'm not going to get too crazy. We're four games into the season; like it could be a hot streak. Okay. But
I think
I'd be lying if I said he wasn't raising my expectation for him, though, right, Brittany?
Well, I think for me, like in terms of like I work the Heat games every Heat game, so I'm very into what's going on with them. And I think for Jaime, what we saw last year was. The pace of the game just didn't go with his offense. His offense is going downhill, getting into the paint, and that's where he plays the best. And getting to the line, too, and he was 8-for-8 from the line yesterday, which was also super important. So I think he was just not playing his game last season. I think the Heat's offense was just discombobulated, and also there was just a lot of stuff off the court that was happening that we obviously don't know much about. But I think this offense just caters very well to Jaime Jaquez's offense and what he does best. And he needs to let that three game. He was shooting far too many threes last season. And he just said, like, he's going to make the threes when he makes them because they're going to come to him like they did last night. And I think that's it. So I don't think that we're going to see a major drop off with him. I think if anything, you're going to just see him get better and better and be relied on even more.
So he's basically, and I know it's expectations, but I'm do it like this. He's going to be that person that Tyler Hero was when he won the sixth man.
Yeah.
He's going to play starter minutes, but he's going to come off the bench and we can expect him to have that second unit and run that second unit. Right. That's kind of the way I'm looking at it. Yeah. But yeah, at this point, he's coming off the bench. He's playing starter minutes, but he's still coming off the bench. And that's kind of a role where, you know, it might actually end up being him and Davion when Tyler gets back, right? So you're looking at him and Davion on that second team, right? Along with you're going to probably maybe have Ware on some nights, Jovic on some nights, right? So, yeah, it's just they have a lot of depth.
Did Tobin really say it was the bubble guts?
Yeah,
he was on it for the whole year.
Have you met
him? He did have it for the whole year. That's true.
He had bubble guts all year.
Yeah. I mean, did they get him some Pepto? Like, what? How did we solve it? Like, how do you solve a full year of bubble guts?
Did they find out
he's lactose intolerant or something?
He also claims that he did a lot of work in the offseason in terms of, like, getting healthy. So maybe getting healthy was partly about his bubble guts.
But I think you made a great point, though, Brittany, about the pace of play because it really suits him. And I'm glad he got to the free throw line 8 times. And the Heat, by the way, collectively, 22 trips to the free throw line, which is pretty good. They shot over 90% as a team from the free throw line, which is really good. And Leroy, we need to see that pattern continue because, you know, we talked earlier this week about, you know, the question of do you have like a stone cold killer who you know you're going to give the basketball to at the end of games? Part of that is, do you have guys who can get you to the free throw line consistently?
Yes, right? I would say Powell may be that guy, but we've seen Wiggins be that guy. We've seen Tyler be that guy. So if you're feeling it, and you got confidence in what you're doing that night, then be that guy.
It doesn't
have to be one guy.
That's so good about this fast paced offense is like it's about feeding the hot hand. And we saw it like 2 games ago against the Knicks. Wiggins, he had a really slow night, but he was the one that hit the three that really, you know, put the nail in the coffin in that game. So I think it's just about they're moving the ball around and they're feeding those hot hands. And that's why they're going to be successful.
I want to see how they play against a team that tries to bring the game in the mud, right? Mm-hmm. Are you good
not as many
that,
of those teams as there used you, to be, though?
Right. Are you good enough where you can, you know, make them open up a little bit, or are you going to have to play a half court game, right? Yeah. And I think it's coming. Like that's, but again, a few years ago, nobody thought this style of basketball would work, right?
Right.
Until Steph, right? And now there's a lot of teams that are going to it, but I think one of the things that Spo has is his ability to teach it while keeping his basic fundamentals because they still play defense. And
yes,
I think the one thing that's going to drive him crazy now and in the future is going to be the rebounding numbers because he's already snatching guys out of the game for not getting rebounds.
Yep. Hold on one second. My phone was ringing, so I got distracted there. Everyone wants to talk about bubble guts now, apparently. We had the guy in the chat who claims to be a doctor is asking if you can outrun
bubble guts. I really think it was just him making a joke because of his profile name. Definitely not a doctor.
But you have said, J-Fig, that there are actual doctors that you have come across in life.
So when I've gone to the hospital for some checkups and stuff like that, I have been recognized by doctors and they're themselves. Like, and it's random because I would think you have better things to do, but people just can't get enough of us, you know?
I feel like doctors have more spare time than they want us to think, you know, because when you get into that, they put you in the office and then they make
But in the office, you're doing also a bunch of research and stuff like that.
My thing is when you get in the back and you think, oh man, I got back here quick.
And then they wait another 30 minutes.
They send another person in there to ask you a bunch of questions.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And then the doctor will be with you in a minute. It's never.
What the doctor is doing is they're listening to Tobin and Leroy for 30 minutes while they make you wait in there.
But I'm Leroy.
That makes sense.
Why would you wait? The one I see for my knee, because he went to Michigan State. So, when I see him
in the
thing.
You guys get into it, I'm sure. By the way, my doctor went to Florida State, and I actually. When I go in for doctor's visits, because you guys know most of my clothes are Miami Hurricanes related, but when I go see my doctor's a big Florida State guy, I always wear neutral colors because I don't want him to, because I'm over 40. I have to get prostate exams now, so I want it to be as gentle as possible. So I wear neutral colors into the office because I don't want the doctor to be pissed off when he sees me wearing my cane stuff.
Jeez. Really?
Is that a little too much info?
If I find out, well, keep in mind, because a lot of the people that are at Cleveland Clinic, some of them are from up north. I make sure I wear something Michigan to that place. Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't want the wrong prescription. That's another one. I should have just said that. But, All right, we'll try to forget what I just said in the 1 o'clock hour, which we have coming up. You want to keep it right here. Tobin and Leroy Show, FM 104.3 WQAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.